And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Rescue crews in Turkey and Syria worked Tuesday to find survivors buried in the rubble of buildings toppled by powerful earthquakes that struck the region Monday and left more than 5,000 people dead. After a night in which temperatures fell close to freezing, Tuesday brought more earthquakes, with 20 registering of a magnitude of 4.0 or greater, shaking the area along the border between the two countries. In Geneva, at a meeting of senior World Health Organization officials Tuesday, WHO Senior Emergency Officer Adelaide Marshang said physically getting aid to the areas that need it is proving difficult.
Besides massive destruction, the road access in many areas is disrupted inside Turkey and across the border inside northwest Syria. WHO recognizes Turkey's strong capacity to respond and considers that the main unmet needs may be in Syria in the immediate and midterm.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the numbers do not tell the whole story about the perilous situation in the region, saying it is now a race against time. Officials in Ukraine say Russian shelling has damaged a hospital and apartment buildings in Ukraine, ahead of what Kyiv says is a brewing Moscow offensive planned for the anniversary of its invasion later this month. Authorities said Tuesday the shelling in the northeastern town of Voshansk caused multiple fires, including in the town's two-story municipal hospital. Voshansk is in the Kharkiv region, which is occupied by Russia after its full-scale invasion began February 24, 2022. And subsequently was retaken by Ukraine during a late summer counteroffensive. The anticipated Russian push may seek to recapture territory Moscow lost in that counteroffensive, but military analysts express skepticism about the potential impact of a Russian assault. This is VOA News. Later Tuesday, U.S. President Joe Biden will deliver his State of the Union address. Associated Press correspondent Donna Water has this preview.
The president is expected to offer a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition before a politically divided Congress. On the eve of the president's address, GOP House Speaker Kevin McCarthy challenged Biden to come to the negotiating table with House Republicans to cut spending as part of a deal to raise the debt ceiling.
President Biden wants Congress to raise the debt limit yet again without a single sensible change to how government spends your hard-earned money.
Biden has insisted that he won't negotiate on meeting the country's debt obligations. And while COVID-19 has eased at home, Biden is expected to turn his sights to the deadly opioid epidemic, mental health, gun violence, and police abuses. The parents of the Memphis man recently beaten to death by police officers are expected to be in the audience. Donna Water, Washington.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson Tuesday said the suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down by a U.S. fighter jet belongs to China and not the U.S. At a news briefing Tuesday, Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson Mao Ning, when asked if China was asking for the balloon back, said the balloon is not American, adding that Beijing will continue to defend its legitimate rights and interests. The balloon incident prompted U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to postpone a planned trip to China this past week, a trip intended to mend relations between the two powers. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Monday that meeting may still be held.
I suspect there will be opportunities going forward for the secretary to engage in that face-to-face diplomacy. After all, we didn't cancel this meeting, we postponed it. We postponed it until such a time where it would be appropriate for the secretary to travel to Beijing to have the type of meeting that we hope to have. A meeting that could help to establish a floor under the relationship, and a meeting where we could discuss everything that's of interest to us and many issues that are of interest to the rest of the world as well.
Boeing Aircraft Company says it plans to cut about 2,000 jobs from the aerospace company's finance and human resources departments in the next year. A statement by the company says the jobs will be reduced through a combination of attrition and layoffs this year. The Seattle Times reports the company, which has been of Washington State's largest private employers, plans to outsource about a third of the eliminated positions to India. A Boeing official tells the Seattle Times the other positions will be eliminated as the company makes reductions in finance and human resources support services. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.